Crowdfunding for healthcare. Will it work? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Suping Chan, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. But first, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is heading for a decisive victory in the general elections. To fill us in, a familiar voice. Here's the BBC's Anu Anand in New Delhi.
There is surprise at just how well the BJP has done because they've had a mixed record in governing. They've brought in a lot of reforms, but those reforms haven't been very smooth in terms of their economic impact. So instead of creating jobs, there's been a negative impact on jobs. There hasn't been the kind of success on corruption, for example. But then again, some people will look at recent conflict with Pakistan, Narendra Modi's extremely strong stance on that. If you look at the map of India, Sue, it's really interesting. All along the borders, everyone has voted for the BJP.
What are the priorities for the economy?
They have rationalized tax across the country. The focus is really going to be on growth. It's going to be on strengthening protections for Indian companies to compete in areas like e-commerce. Modi is good for business in the sense that he wants to see economic progress. He's good for business in the sense that he's trying to simplify the ease of doing business in India.
What's the most important lesson you've learned about India's vibrant economy?
I think it's just how much people here depend on strong economic growth. You've got 12 million young people entering the workforce every year. You've got way too many people who are affected by downturns. They go from surviving to barely surviving. It's really been stark to see how many hundreds of millions of poor and middle-income people really depend on a strong and growing economy in India.
Anu, thanks so much. If you want to hear more about what Anu has been up to these last few weeks in India, check out the website marketplace.org. Let's do the numbers. Concerns that the US-China trade conflict is turning into a technology cold war are weighing on global markets. Now, the World Health Organization is calling for more action to combat drug-resistant superbugs. Misuse and overuse means life-saving pills are losing their power. Members will meet today to discuss stricter guidelines and demand more cash for new treatments. The BBC's Imogen Fuchs reports from Geneva.
They were the wonder drugs which saved millions in the 20th century. Now they are losing their power. Already, 700,000 people a year die from drug-resistant infections. Dr. Ravina Kuller, in Geneva to share her experience, describes what happened to her patient, a young man just 27 years old, who developed an infection after a successful operation to repair a broken leg.
His infection spread to his brain, and his lab report came back. There was the letter R for resistant written next to every single antibiotic. The bacteria would not respond to any antibiotics.
Ravina Kuller's patient died. Overuse of antibiotics lowers their effectiveness. So too does failure to vaccinate, with warnings that antimicrobial resistance could cause 10 million deaths a year by 2050, the World Health Organization wants action on a global scale.
Imogen Fuchs. A new way to pay medical bills is making waves in China. At least 50 companies are offering services where people pool money together online to cover treatment for diseases such as cancer. There are no upfront fees, and when illness strikes, members contribute a small amount to each payout. The more people who sign up, the less everyone has to pay. Millions have joined. But can you crowdfund healthcare? John Chai is a healthcare expert at the China Europe International Business School. He explained why there was a gap in the market.
Right now, the benefits coverage in China have a quite a huge variation across different kind of a region. We don't have a country-wise the financing. If people come from the rich area, for example, like Beijing and Shanghai, so the benefits will be more generous. If you come from the more like middle and western China, the income level is lower, their benefits coverage will be much lower. So that's why come the problem. If people have a catastrophic disease, will be easily hit to the coverage ceiling, so they have a financing problems.
Do you think the crowdfunding model is a realistic solution for these disparities that you describe?
It could be play some kind of minor role. It's like a temporary, maybe help some kind of problem. From the long-term perspective, sustainable models still need to have rely on the social insurance. Plus, in the future, we hopefully the commercial health insurance could be developed in China.
So what are the problems with this crowdfunding model?
Right now, this kind of model still lack of the government monitoring regulations. It's really come from its voluntary, like a charity kind of model. So I feel the risk is who running this program. For people give the money, they maybe have the risk, lost the money. For people, they're supposed to help these kind of patients. Maybe this patient won't be able to get the money they need.
With proper regulation, though, do you see some sort of future for this model?
This model, we will probably call it like more cooperative, kind of collective financing models. Maybe it will be play some kind of role in the short term in some kind of some regions because they lack of the fundings. But we still need some kind of regulation for this kind of model.
That was John Chai at the China Europe International Business School. Just before we go, Belgian monks have discovered a 900-year-old recipe for beer in their archives, and they're planning to start brewing it again. The monks say the new brew will have more flavour. Apparently, in ancient times, beer tasted like liquid bread. In London, I'm Su Ping Chan with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.